Ladies and gentlemen, it's John Orlando here, welcoming you to another installment of the PBD Cast, the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island via, well, in a few minutes, Coshocton, Ohio. I'm going to present to you the first ever live PVD cast that was recorded right before the last Ohio Championship Wrestling show. That show took place on January 11th, and about an hour or so before the event started, I sat down with about 20 fans. I had my good friend and my guest, Adam Michaels, join me. We had 20 fans in the area in a small little room. They got an opportunity to throw out questions and ask us different things about that show and about just things in general. And for the first time ever doing it, I think it was a pretty successful. Though, did have to cut things short because we were running long on time. So it's about a 25-minute podcast. But if you stick around after the Stitcher Radio ad, Adam and I sit down and we talk a little bit about the show and review it as to who won, who lost, and just talk about the experience of being live in front of some fans who were pretty darn excited to be there. So this is a unique installment of the PVD cast. I hope you enjoy it. And now with that, let's head on out to Coshocton. Yeah! I don't even know what to say.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever live PVD cast right here, Coshocton, Ohio. Yeah! Woo! I'm John Orlando. I'm joined by Adam Michaels.
John, pleasure to be
it
here.
It is. It is. It's great to see these folks here.
Yeah! Right. Podcast!
Let me just tell you right now, there's going to be a lot of editing of this audio. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's all right. It's a little hot.
That's all right. Know. It's a little hot, but who cares?
We're good.
Came up with the idea before our big show here in Coshocton at the Hopewell School, the Sub-Zero Showdown, as it's called, to do a podcast, because I've always wanted to do one. I've heard other podcasters do it. So I thought it would be a great opportunity for the fans to come in. We got about 20 people in here. They want to ask any type of question that they want, just to throw out questions. We'll try to answer them the best we can. I know we have a presentation of an award
yes,
to
we
give
do.
As well. We're giving out awards for 2013, and we're giving one away during this podcast.
Yeah!
So that's exciting.
I believe it is for Moment of the Year as well, correct?
Moment of the Year.
That's a pretty big award.
There you go. Maybe
there's
this
a lot
will,
of moments.
Maybe this might be the Moment of the Year for 2014.
That's right.
Who knows?
Absolutely.
Who knows? You don't know.
That's what we're voting for.
That's what you guys are voting for. All right. All right. Well, let's go ahead and open it up. What do you guys have any questions? Any questions whatsoever about anything at all? OCW related?
What is your Moment of the Year from last year?
My Moment of the Year last year. I would say, just from a personal standpoint, it was the retirement of Matt Mason.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I came up with him. He had a couple years in the business when I joined in. And, you know, so seeing him retire was kind of profound. And we're being joined by the Ohio Heritage champion, Dark Star Matt Taylor. Sir, how are you? I'll take that as you're not good.
Where did I win?
You won my Moment of the Year. It is right now. Moment of the year, you walking in the door.
What award did I win?
I don't know. I don't
Why
know.
Why do you hate snowflakes?
First of all, I do not hate snowflakes. Apparently, I knocked a few down.
Is this funny to you?
No, I mean, no, I don't.
Why did I win an award?
I don't know.
Why
Mr.
did
Taylor,
I not win an award?
I'm not in charge of the awards.
I
am not.
Are.
No.
I think you are.
No, I am not.
It's ridiculous, John.
But you have a big title defense against Dusty Dillinger.
You know what I did this whole last year? What did I do?
You won that.
I won this.
Correct.
Ascension. Should have been match of the year. Was it match of the year?
Well,
we're going to find out.
Yet.
No.
You're
going to
find out later tonight.
Because I've already seen. I know what wins match of the year. I'm going to give you a guess. It's not Ascension.
How do you not?
Because I have my ways, John.
Hey, wait, spoiler alert.
I have my ways, John.
Spoiler alert. Apparently.
I have my ways, John.
Matt Taylor, yeah!
Wow, he's an intimidating guy, let's be honest, you know?
Have you ever thought of getting into the ring? You know what? Crybabies at Hopewell.
That's right. No crybabies at Hopewell.
We got yes.
a question. What do you think match of the year would be last year?
Well, wait, let me answer this question first, because yes, I was involved in one match. I do not want to have any more. For one time, you were there. I apparently temporarily went insane and thought that I could fight Jock Sampson.
Yeah.
And while that turned out to be, I guess, a victory for me.
Absolutely.
I don't know how.
It won. It's all that matters.
1-0. It's in the books. Like Andre the Giant, undefeated.
Yeah.
But I have no delusions of ever getting back in the ring.
Why not? So, I mean, you are a great athlete. Come on.
You got to defend the streak.
That's right. I mean, if you're undefeated, you got plenty of time to get back in there.
It's a one-win streak.
Come on.
That's a streak, I think. Absolutely.
Michael Cole retired undefeated.
That's true. Match of the year. What do you say is match of the year? I'll go with you first.
Matt Taylor kind of talked about it. I say it was Ascension. I think Takahashi winning Ascension was – he's, you know, an underdog.
Sure.
Nobody really thought he was going to go in there and take it, but he has his his Ascension victory, and he has a big match tonight as well.
Yeah, he does. He's got Big Guns Jeff Cannon, who is going to defend that title against him. And he's a nominee for Newcomer of the Year.
Newcomer of the Year.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. Oh, wow. Match of the Year. I got to be honest. I'm really – there's so many that were really good. Obviously, Ascension was real good.
Yep.
You know, the no DQ match between Robbie Starr and Matt Mason at the anniversary show was really good. You know – I don't know. It's hard to pick one. I'll have to think on that one. I'll get back to you on that one. Am I scared of Tank? No, because Tank's all right. If you listen to the PVD cast, you know that Tank's been on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was gracious enough to allow me to come to his house. And we sat down and talked. And I know that he wants to do a part two. But nah, Tank's a nice dude. We're good. We're like that.
I am so happy that Tank Abbott's back. Who else is going to kick out of that
MCW? That's right, man.
So,
I'll go on record to say it, and I'm intimidated by Tank. I've unfortunately been on the
arm wrestle match again. I really like that arm wrestle match.
The arm wrestling match.
Wow.
Against you.
That was, a couple years ago?
That was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Man.
But that's what happens when you have those guys. We lovingly call you guys the super fans because you guys are everywhere. They have a memory that is like a steel bear trap.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys, probably the J. Raymond Huntley character wouldn't have been as quasi-successful as it was.
Quasi?
Better not successful.
That's true.
That's right.
So
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Mediocrity sometimes
okay. That's what I strive for every day of my life. Mediocrity.
All right. Well, you know what? Shall we give away the award real
quick? Sure.
Let me get that out of the way because I'm going to forget about it. You grab it real quick.
Sure.
It is for the moment of the year. And all right. That looks like a suspicious signature. I'm just saying.
It's your signature.
No, it is not really my signature. I don't know. There's probably a bunch of... I probably own like 3 homes now, whoever did
this. That's right.
In the front office. I have 3, you know, 3 homes.
Everybody has a credit card in
Everybody
John
has
Orlando's
a credit
name.
Card in my name. Yeah. Anyways. Anywho, the 2013 Achievement Awards for the moment of the year took place June 1st, 2013. It was the end of an era. It is the retirement of the hot commodity, Matt Mason.
Yeah.
So hopefully here we can have Matt Mason come on in here and accept. And wait, Mikey, what are you doing? Well, apparently it's the Marquis Mikey D.
How are you doing?
I don't believe I said his name.
Are you a member of the Mason family? Because I don't quite...
Make a little bit of noise.
Why are you here?
Oh, this reminds me of OCW Prime. Just us.
Yeah. It does. And you're just, okay. Rearranged from who?
You know what? I'll stand. It's cool.
Okay.
I'll stand. It's cool.
No, what's going on? You're fine. So you're coming out to collect this?
Yeah. What's up?
I thought
Matt Mason was coming to collect this.
Well, I don't know if Matt is actually going to be able to make it tonight.
Really?
That's
unfortunate.
That's what I've heard. Have you heard anything about it?
I have not
heard.
I haven't. That's why.
Well, anyway, before
I thought he was supposed
to be
here.
The reason why is because here's. I just want to say something. It's kind of weird since he's not here, but I will take this, by the way.
Sure. Make sure he gets it.
It's being recorded, so, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
This is on audio. There's no actual video footage of you collecting this, but there's audio evidence that you took.
That's true. That is true.
So if you hawk it for beer money, Matt will know.
Sports Zone after? Jaeger bombs? All right. Just real something real quick about Matt, and just kind of off, you know, just my true feelings about him. And I'm being dead serious. It's very rare when you get somebody like Matt, and it's kind of weird because I kind of want him to be here
to say this.
Yes.
But anyway, I figured, you know, he's going to hear this. His schedule's crazy, so is mine. But people like you got Matt is one of the most genuine dudes and that has been in the wrestling business. Like, I've never met a dude that he always watches out for us young guys, you know, and I know from the bottom of my heart the respect that he has for you guys as fans. So, and I know that, you know, one of the reasons when he was decided to retire, what made it so hard was, like, you know, people like you guys that really did care for him. And, you know, I love Matt to death. He's the only dude you can say that he's has a big ego and all that. But you know what? If he cares about you, he is truly would do anything for you. And he's done so much good things for me in the ring, outside the ring. And, you know, it's an honor to give this. Kind of rambled on, but, you know, hey.
Hey, real quick. Hold on, before you go. You've been gone for a while.
Yes.
You want to tell them what happened?
You
can have a seat. Why don't you have a seat?
Well, no. I mean, you can have a seat right now. I don't want it to take
go ahead.
Too long.
You can sit down. Dude, we're only 10 minutes in.
Okay.
We got plenty.
Just real quick.
Go ahead. Have a seat.
Because a couple people have asked. I had a walking pneumonia, which basically turned into my lung collapsing. So, if you don't believe me, check out these battle wounds.
Those pretty legit.
I tell all people I got stabbed a bunch of times and I get street cred. But anyway, that's why I've been gone. Happy to be back. And like I said, thank you guys so much for coming here. It means the world to not just me and, you know, them, but everybody. And you guys make this
awesome. You have a big match tonight, too. You know, you're underscoring. You're underplaying that.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, you have a big match.
Oh, yeah, with Jock.
And Ernie Balls.
And Ernie Balls.
And Jack the Seeker.
And Jack the Seeker.
It's a four-way.
It's a four-way.
Winner gets a world.
Ernie Balls?
Yeah, so.
Why are you here if you didn't know you had a match?
I don't even know where I'm at right now.
You're in Coshocton.
I am?
Unbelievable.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right,
Mikey.
You had to hang out here somehow.
All right. Well,
thank you. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And you're just going to go under the table. All right. For those at home.
I got to see you.
Mikey!
Woo!
So,
unfortunately, as he crawled away, I got to see a little too much of that.
Really? Did you get that? Is he doing a plumber's impression?
Yes, I think he's going to go fix the toilet.
What do you give it to Matt Mason? What?
It's amazing he can dress himself in the morning, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know about Mikey. There are some days I worry. This being one of them.
Yeah.
Why he would show up and not know that he has a match tonight?
Hey, he just wants to be here.
You get a text letting you know what the matches are when you're booked.
Maybe he just didn't pick that one up, John.
He didn't pick that one up.
I mean. Maybe we're like, he's able to stand here, let alone wrestle tonight.
All
but
right.
He will be wrestling
Anyways,
tonight.
Well, he is wrestling tonight. What matches are you guys looking forward to tonight?
Tag match.
Tag match with the
it's
Heat Seekers against the Joey and Juice.
That's going to be match
of the night.
That's
Jeff and Takahashi.
All right, Jeff and Takahashi.
The four-way
match.
You think Mikey's going to win the four-way?
That'd be awesome.
That would be. I know he would be happy. He better get that plaque to, you know. He better get that plaque.
He's probably going to put it, like, on his car, like, as a license plate or something.
Yeah. You know what would be awesome? Knowing Mikey, he'll put it on a gold chain.
That's right. Just wear it around
like,
at the sports zone.
Yeah, like Flavor Flav.
That's right.
Kind of. Sort of. Anyways. All right, so you think that it's going to be the tag match that's going to steal the show.
Yeah, I think because the chemistry between those two teams and, you know, all those guys bring it every single time. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, all four of those guys,
they
go
a lot over the past several 100
years. 100 miles an hour from the sound of the bell until the final fall. And I don't think it's going to be disappointing tonight. Like you said, I think they're going to go all out, and it's going to be one heck of a match, that's for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, as we've said many times before, there's one thing about Jeremy Madrox is he's crafty.
That's for sure.
He is very crafty. He will find a way to win just when you think he's not going to win. He'll pull something out and end up being victorious. So, and Caden Assad, a former OCW heavyweight champion. So he's got all the credentials that those guys could certainly walk away with a victory.
And then you talk about two contrasting styles. You talked about the Jeff Cannon Takahashi match. I mean, you can't get any more different than those two guys when it comes in the ring.
No, and you have the teacher versus student factor as well.
Absolutely.
You know, Jeff has taught Takahashi a lot since he came over here to train. To be a wrestler, and you know, has the teacher showed him all the tricks of the trade.
And I mean, obviously Takahashi has to play to his strengths, which is going to be speed. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but Jeff Cannon's not a marathon runner.
What? Jeff Cannon's not a marathon runner?
No,
you're
he's
kidding
not.
Me.
He's not. No. I don't mean to break the news here, but he's
you know
not.
What? Actually, funny you mention that. I actually had dinner with Jeff last week. And
did he take you to a romantic place, or?
Not that type of dinner. Oh. Not that type of. No. 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 At a mutual friend's house.
Oh, okay.
We were there. And he actually stated that he, at one time, like 2 years ago, he was training for the Warrior Dash. Which
oh, really?
Shocked me. Because, again, let's be honest. We're going to be honest. How many people think Jeff would be able to run a marathon? Come on, hands up. That's right. No one's. Oh, you guys are kiss ups. Seriously. Seriously. I doubt that.
I don't know. Maybe we don't give him enough credit. But
maybe we don't. Maybe
as a wrestler, he's obviously top-notch. He is the OCW champion.
You got it.
So it's going to take a lot more than just speed by Takahashi to come away with a belt tonight.
I'm going to tell you, I think another match that I think should be on the radar is you saw one half of that match out here, Matt Taylor and Dusty Dillinger. Matt Taylor is an intense individual when he's in that ring. You know. Dusty, Jock Sampson is joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Jock, what's happening? How are you?
Get up.
Get up. Okay. All right. Okay.
Move down.
All right, we're going to move down.
We got any hot dogs back here?
I don't know if they have any hot dogs back there. I don't know. Are there any hot dogs back there? There are? All right.
Give me something. Go get me something to eat.
Well, Jock, you got a four-way match. The winner gets a shot, a future shot at a title here in OCW. You got you, Jack the Seeker, Ernie Balls, Mikey D. What's your thoughts on your match coming up?
I'm gonna win.
You're gonna win. You're gonna win.
Yeah.
Are you all right? Are you feeling okay?
I'm gonna win.
You just don't seem like yourself. Yeah. Does he seem like himself?
No.
No. See.
Right, what's up?
You all right? You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Go get me a sandwich.
He usually in a bad mood.
Yeah. Right. What's up with that?
I don't know.
You sure you feel alright?
I want something to eat, man. I'm hungry. Look at my stomach, man.
Okay.
Been up all night. Jesus.
You've been up all night.
Been up all night, man.
I found him a new girlfriend or something.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
just, yeah. Just don't tell her.
They got you pegged.
Hello? No. Anything else? Because, you know, I got some stretching to do.
You got some stretching? Well,
I've got a case of beer in the locker room.
What kind?
Coors Light.
Coors Light.
I'm
slow you down.
Big spender.
Yeah, you know, you know, I'm trying to watch my weight, you know. Just, you know,
trying to watch your figure?
Yeah, trying to watch my figure.
All right, gotcha.
Ask me about my
wife.
Ask me about my
wife. Huh?
I don't know. Just trying to watch my figure.
You're trying to watch your figure? All right, what about her?
I don't know.
What about your wife?
My wife's been keeping me up at night.
What's going on with your wife?
What's wrong? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You got a problem with my wife?
No, but that gentleman called you out about having a girlfriend, and you obviously are married. So what's the – because you showed the ring, for those that can't see at home, because, again, this is a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they couldn't see it anyway. It's not like they can read or they can write or they have any common sense. Look, let's just tell them straight up. I am a beautiful man.
Well,
with a beautiful beard. I've got a beautiful new blue singlet.
Oh, I see that.
I do push-ups before I wake up.
You are clearly a fashion plate. You are clearly a fashion plate.
Speaking of a plate, go get me a hot dog. So, if you ain't got nothing else.
I have nothing else, sir.
Because
I'm
stressed out to the T.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, I got things going on in my life that
okay.
just have,
what do you
know,
got going on in your life?
Well, I don't
you
know. It's none of your damn business what's going on in my life.
You're the one who brought it up.
Yeah, you keep prodding.
What's so? None of your
get
business.
It off your chest. Get it off.
Yeah, go ahead. It'll be
your
therapeutic.
Business.
It'll be therapeutic. It's like
you got
therapy.
The Facebook. You know what's going on in Jock Sampson's life besides the Buckeyes losing.
Is that why you're in a, is
no.
that why you're off?
No.
It's
not.
Hey, I know something. Maybe he lost his jock strap or something.
Did you lose your jock strap?
Sir, I would not. This will be the first time, I think, in podcast history somebody gets beat up on a podcast. I would watch. Please don't say that word. I gotcha.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Are you sure? Are you sure there's nothing? Look, this could be. It works on Dr. Phil. People come on and express their feelings, and then they feel better.
I don't know.
Is there anything you want to say?
No, I'm out of here.
Okay. All right.
Jock!
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Jock!
All right. So,
that's a beautiful Blues England, though.
That is a beautiful view.
That's the only true thing.
What is this? It's like a revolving door of guests, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the tag team champs. Here we go. Here we go. Juice and Joey are joining us. You can come on. Come on back. Come on back.
You can go ahead and sit.
You can sit. I like that shirt. That's a nice shirt. That's very nice.
Yes. And if you're any belated Christmas gifts right here.
Oh, there you go.
$10.
There you go. You got it.
Juice this week, though.
So
I'm going to get more of those. People want them.
I want one.
People want them. I'm going to make more.
So, all right, you guys have another match with old opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean old as in age, but you know each other quite well, the Heat Seekers.
We've clashed a few times.
A few times. So, what are your thoughts tonight? Are you guys going to walk away still the OCW Tag Team Champs?
Well, what do you guys think?
Yeah!
There's two answers to this question.
Okay.
And it's because we are going to walk out with our tag titles tonight because we train for it. But secondly, I can't speak for you. I'm excited because Jeremy and Caden might not be the best of people, but they're great in the ring.
Okay.
And very rarely do you get excited to try and better yourself to beat somebody.
Okay.
You know what I mean, it's almost like Michael Jordan, Larry Bird complex. Like, oh, I found out we had the Heat Seekers, and I was like, good. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk a lot of talk, they walk a lot of walk, but we got to be better. And we will be.
And we will say this. We will say this.
Yeah. So are you Michael Jordan or are you Larry Bird?
I
do. We said this earlier. We are up for Tag Team of the Year, and we did win it last year. So that if we won it this year, that'd be two. I mean, Jordan did the six, but he had to win three at a time. So if we go for three at a time, I think that makes us Jordan. You know what I mean?
Okay, well.
But if you're brother,
you don't care, do you?
Can we be Dr. J?
Dr. J?
Yeah. As long as I'm not Magic Johnson, I don't care.
Can you be? How about Daryl Dawkins? How about that? You break backboards.
Let's do that.
Question, real quick. A serving size, one cup, 236 milliliters.
Yeah.
Metric, really?
Good conversion.
Very good conversion.
Not only that, do you see? I don't know. Stand up a second.
All right.
You get 100% of every daily serving.
It's your total,
in one serving.
Your total daily nutritional levels.
You just need one Juice Jennings.
I've been wondering where I can get my grappling, you know. Now I know.
The other day, the doctor said I was deficient in grappling.
Yeah.
Yes, deficient. I was. I was deficient in grappling and
John,
athleticism.
John, you need more calcium, titanium, and...
Titanium?
Submission.
Titanium?
Is that in
I don't think that's in, that's in your diet.
You need more helium.
Helium. Clearly, science, not your forte, Juice. No offense.
Mike Dodge is really good at science.
No, he's not.
He is, actually.
He didn't know. He didn't even know he was in Coshocton. Were you not listening?
That's why he's really good at science.
Science, geography, or two
other shortcomings with science.
Well, maybe, quite possibly.
I will say this, though. We met with the Heat Seekers two times in the past so far.
Mm-hmm.
First time, we came out on top.
Yep.
Second time was actually Caden's last time in OCW. It was last June at End of an Era, and they actually got the win over us via DQ.
Via DQ.
So,
debatable, questionable referee decision. No offense.
Yeah.
OCW.
Yeah, I'm only sitting right here. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, you ref that match.
I mean, it was
way to go. This is now turned awkward.
Yeah.
This is turned awkward.
So, rubber match tonight.
All right.
You're going to see who's going to come out on top. It's going to be Larry Bird and
Daryl Dawkins.
Mark Price and Brad Doherty. Yeah.
Alright.
No? I haven't got my shooter sleeve already.
Oh yeah, I gotta get
there you go. Alright, well, thanks for stopping by, you guys. Give a round of applause to our tag champs.
Yeah.
They got the Heat Seekers here. Alright, and it looks like we're being told here we gotta start wrapping things up here as it's getting close to that hour, 7 o'clock, when doors are opening and all these fine folks get to go on in to the Hopewell School.
Absolutely.
See the great wrestling action that OCW brings.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say here in closing?
I'm really looking forward to the show tonight. It's been a while since we've been here.
Yeah, it has been, because September was the last time we were here. And
so,
Let's
give a belated Christmas gift tonight to all these fine people. All right,
You got it. You got it. All right, well, with that, real quick, I'm going to show a few places where you can get in touch with me. If you're on social media, you can check me out at Twitter, at PVDMVP. You can check out the podcast at PVDcast.com.
There you go.
Or on Stitcher Radio, if you happen to have the Stitcher app. And if you don't, get it. Anyways, actually paying the bills. Like, they're actually giving you money.
They're just giving
that
you
actually
the
was a clause in the contract. We are not giving you any money, John. That's actually
contract
yeah.
zero.
Anyways. 0.00. Yes. Anyways, folks, we thank you for coming out here. So let's end this on a high note. Guys, let's be loud and rowdy here real quick as we close out the show. Come on, guys. Are you excited? Yeah. Oh. Would you like to see more of these podcasts?
Yeah!
The people have spoken.
It's a success.
There you go. All right. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
John Orlando, the host of the PBD Cast. I want to take a few moments to tell you about Stitcher Radio. If you don't know, Stitcher Radio is where you can hear the PBD Cast and thousands of other podcasts that are on the network. Stitcher Radio is the greatest app that you could have on your Android or on your iPhone or on your tablet. If you don't have it, go to your app store and download it, or go to Stitcher.com where they'll tell you how to get Stitcher Radio. It is the greatest. It is the best. It's one app. That's all you need, folks. It will let you know when a new episode's up because it continuously updates. So if you want to know when is the next episode of the PBD Cast up, boom, it'll tell you. Trust me, I know I have friends that have used the app on their particular Android or iPhone, and they love it. They love it. You can get customized recommendations for anything you're interested in, whether it's wrestling, news, entertainment, whatever. Definitely check out Stitcher.com or go to the App Store and pick up Stitcher Radio so you can stay in the know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, John Orlando back here on this episode of the PBD Cast, where, as I kind of gave you the lead-in at the very beginning of this episode, we were going to hear some of the live studio audience at the OCW show at Ohio Championship Wrestling January 11th asking questions of myself and my guest, Adam Michaels. Adam, what'd you think of the podcast? How was that experience? What do you think?
Be honest, man. Well, I'm always honest, John. Something different. You know, it was kind of neat to have everybody live in front of you.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping for some more, I guess, insider questions. You know, we kind of just got the textbook. What do you think of this match and that match? I was kind of hoping for, I don't know, a little bit something more. But
yeah.
I think the fans enjoyed it, and I think we got a lot of good participation.
Yeah, I do too. I think that, you know, if I'm being honest, I think the only thing that I would do, and here, I'm pulling back the curtain, if you will. You know it, because I talked to you about it. We didn't have any structure whatsoever.
No,
because I told you, I didn't know how this was going to work. So let's just wing it. And I think that if we had a little more structure for the next time we do this, whenever that might be, I don't know when that might be. I think that maybe structuring things a little bit better, maybe giving a format for us to book off of and to work off of so that we could have guys come out a little bit better timed, if you will, if they wanted to come out and say a few things, you know?
Yeah. And again, pulling back the curtain, maybe give them bullet points as to what they right. should be talking about. Cause there was a lot of, us staring at them and them staring at us.
Yeah, exactly, kinda, exactly. Know. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, overall, I was very pleased at the fact that the fans seemed to enjoy it. It seemed to, using a wrestling term, get over, if you will. I just think that it would have been nice to be able to go a little bit longer, but that's just what happens, you know? How many times have we done a wrestling show, whether it's OCW or some other promotion, where things run long, whether it's set up or you have to tape a promo real quick and that takes 6 or 7 takes and et cetera, et cetera. And we just seem to run out of time. So,
yeah, I mean, that's one thing. I mean, we're not doing TV really right now. So one thing that's kind of nice is not having to shoot some of those promos that we did in the past. Cause like I said, they could take 6, 7 takes depending on who you were doing them with. And
yeah,
man, it really cuts down on the time that we have to put in.
Yeah, certainly. Most definitely. But yeah, overall, I thought it was good. Now, let's talk a little bit about the show,
sure.
if you will. So, for folks that didn't make it out.
Easily 300.
Easily 300.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Easily. I would say that I thought the show overall was pretty good. I think it was good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it. Somebody asked me at my shoot job, if you will, on Monday how it went. And I said, you know, it was pretty typical.
It was typical, and that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
No, I think people are going to hear that and go, oh, what a terrible thing to say, John and Adam. But no, I think it was typical. It was our standard Ohio Championship Wrestling show. I think some of the highlights was one of the things that I was kind of shocked by was Takahashi actually speaking.
Yeah.
You know, he has never spoke, really, and to come out and to accept the challenge of Robbie Starr. And that match I thought was really good.
Takahashi
showing why he's, you know, one of the good young upstart wrestlers in Ohio. I thought that was a very good match. I think that the Heat Seekers and Juice and Joey, as we talked about it at the beginning, during the live segment with the audience, a lot of people were looking forward to that match. And I think that match did not fail to deliver and really showed why those two teams are, shall we say, elite teams in the state of independent wrestling.
And certainly not without standing there that there was some controversy in that.
Well, that's true. That's true. Because for those that don't know, we crowned new OCW Tag Team Champions. Madrox, Assad, they won the OCW Tag Titles. Our senior official, Papa Smurf, Keith Smith, was in charge. He got kind of injured, knocked down, if you will, and was not able to make the three count. And Bruce Gray, our third official of the evening, a man that's been in OCW for a very long time as an official, came in and made the three count and declared the champions to be Madrox and Assad.
Yes, and the way that it went down was, unfortunately, a foreign object was used that the referee did not see. And how could you?
Well, no, because Keith was incapacitated, and Bruce Gray was, who knows, he was on his way to the ring, we'll say, and did not see the chair being used by Kate and Assad, and 1, 2, 3, new champs.
Right, and then very Scooby-Doo-esque. Later on in the evening, we had a four-way match for a number one contendership for the Ohio Heritage title. And I believe there was a gentleman in there named Jack the Seeker number two.
Right, and that gentleman has been around here and there. We've seen him over the last few months. And lo and behold, Jock Sampson picks up the victory.
Mm.
However, Juice and Joey came out when Madrox and Assad come out to check on Jack the Seeker, and after chasing the newly crowned tag team champions away from the ring, Juice and Joey unmasked Jack the Seeker to be none other than Bruce Gray himself.
Yeah.
So you gotta ask yourself, do you think that, you know, there was some funny business going on there, since Bruce Gray, earlier on in the evening, counted the three count, just happened to miss the chair. Just happened to miss that part.
How convenient.
How convenient. And essentially gave the titles to Madrox and Assad.
And obviously he is aligned with them as they kind of came to his aid there, you said, at the beginning there. So it's going to be interesting to see where they go and where Bruce Gray kind of fits in with them. Obviously, Ohio Championship Wrestling officials have been reviewing the tapes, and I'm going to guess he's not going to be doing much more refereeing.
Probably not. Probably not. Most definitely on that. Speaking of tag teams, we saw a new tag team. Actually, two new tag teams, actually. We saw Louis Perez and Johnny Banzai make their debut against two guys that have been around in OCW, but never as a team, Jason Dragon and Relentless Ron Mathis. Mathis and Dragon picked up the dupe. What do you think of Mathis and Dragon as a tag team? Since they were the victors, let's talk about them for a minute.
They seem to gel better than I thought that they would.
Yes, I agree.
And for the newcomers, I mean, they held their own. I think that the crowd actually was very much into them. They enjoyed
certainly.
Their act.
Certainly. And let's be honest with the people at home. You know, Johnny and Louie are new guys. I mean, they're rookies. They have not been in the squared circle often at all, by, you know, one or two matches under their belt, so to speak. But they did hold their own.
Mm-hmm.
They did. And, of course, then we got to cap it off by talking about two other title matches. Excuse me, I forgot that we had that absolutely amazing OCW Ohio Heritage title match. Dark Star Matt Taylor showing you why, quite frankly, he is one of the most vicious individuals in the squared circle, beating Dusty Dillinger, and those two guys really knocked the daylights out of each other.
And
you ref that match.
I did.
So you were in there. Give us a perspective of how it was to be in the ring with those two.
I mean, I'll go on the record as saying that Matt Taylor is quite easily becoming my favorite OCW superstar.
Really?
Whatever we want to call him. I really enjoy his in-ring style, his methodical mat wrestling. He doesn't do anything that's, you know, over the top or, you know, ridiculously flashy. He just goes in there, he takes care of business, he finds a body part or he finds a weakness, and he just kind of attacks. And
you know, a guy like Dusty Dillinger, who probably, and you would know the stats, I mean, he had to have outweighed him by at least 40 pounds, if not 50.
Oh, yeah, he easily had him by 50 pounds. Yeah,
and
most
probably
definitely
3 or 4 inches on him. And, you know, he made it almost look easy.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Taylor is underrated as a solo competitor. And he is tenacious. He is vicious. He is intimidating. He is all business when he gets in that ring, no matter if he's giving up 50 pounds, if he's giving up 3 or 4 inches in height, or if, you know, he's the bigger man, so to speak, in the match.
Well, yeah, and he worked on the right arm, right or left, probably the left arm, excuse me, of Dusty Dillinger for the majority of the match. And it really paid off when Dusty Dillinger went for that signature elbow drop. And after he hit it, I mean, I don't know if we never really did get the diagnosis from the doctors in the back if he had, you know, a dislocated shoulder or elbow.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You could see he was in a lot of pain.
He was in the back. I remember going back and seeing him icing that bad boy down. He looked like a Major League Baseball pitcher, actually.
Without the steroids, though.
Well, without the PDAs. Yes, exactly. And then we go to our main event. It was teacher versus student, Tagahashi versus Big Guns Jeff Cannon, OCW heavyweight title on the line, and we really didn't get a victor out of that one, did we?
No, and, you know, you talk about teacher versus student, Robbie Starr and No Shame Jimmy Shane come out, and I guess you want to say disrupt the match.
Sure, they do.
And, you know, it's kind of disappointing to see the turn that Robbie Starr's taken over the last 12 to 14 months, considering he was in the same position as Takahashi was, I don't know, what do you want to say, 5-6 years ago.
Sure, right, yeah.
Further than that, sure. I lose track of time. But, you know, he was the guy that was the teacher versus student. He was the student coming out. And, you know, 5 years later, he thinks he's, you know, better than everybody else. He thinks he should be winning all the awards, all the title shots.
Correct.
And it gets a little trying for, I think, the rest of the boys in OCW.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think that, you know, he came out, Shane and Starr interrupted that match. It led Jeff Cannon to probably not making the best decision he made of the night, but granting an opportunity to Robbie Starr that if he and Takahashi lost their tag match to Jimmy and Robbie, that Robbie would get a shot in April for the OCW heavyweight title, of course, April 12th being the big 11th anniversary show.
And that has to, you know, play on Takahashi's mind. I mean, where does he go from here? Obviously, he's not getting the title shot. He's not getting the Ohio Heritage title shot because we crowned, you know, a number one contender.
True.
He's obviously not going for the tag team title. So, I mean, he kind of gets lost in the shuffle. So you got to kind of feel for the kid. I mean, he's worked his butt off. He won the biggest match of the year, which I believe was the match of the year candidate that won.
Yeah, Ascension, yeah. Well, it didn't win. If you remember, the match of the year was Robbie Starr versus Matt Mason because Matt Mason made a surprise appearance because if you remember, I gave the award to Robbie Starr in the ring, and then Matt Mason showed up at the end, and very unexpectedly, I didn't see him. Did you see him in the back? Because I didn't see him backstage. Now, granted,
no, I saw there was, you know, a buzz, and there was a lot of people kind of huddled around in one corner in the locker room, and I don't know if maybe that's where he was hiding, or if he just came from a car, you know, they kind of just pulled up and let him out. I don't know. I never did see him.
Yeah. So, I mean, but still nonetheless, Robbie Starr and Jimmy Shane using some underhanded tactics get the victory. So I guess Jeff is going to be a man of his word and give him a shot at the 11th anniversary show, which is April 12th in Coshocton, Ohio.
And I would suggest, you know, Jeff Cannon find somebody to bring to the ring with him. Maybe that's Takahashi's role at this point. But he's going to need somebody to watch his back because I don't care how big you are or how great of a champion you are or, you know, how much of a veteran you are, yada, yada, yada. When you're going 2-1 and against guys like Robbie Starr and, of course, Jimmy Shane on the outside, I mean, you're just not playing the odds.
No, by no means. So, I mean, overall, a great, great show in Coshocton. And we've talked about that 11th anniversary show, April 12th, in Coshocton at the Hopewell School. We already have one match signed. We have from the Little Pint-Sized Brawlers, Little Kano versus Beautiful Bobby for the Midget Heavyweight Championship. And let me just tell you right now, the fans were excited to hear that because I know we've never, ever had a Midget Heavyweight Championship title match in the history of Ohio Championship Wrestling.
No, this will certainly be a first. And, you know, you and I have been in this business probably too long, and we've seen we've seen a lot in our day, but I have never, I can honestly say, seen a pint-sized brawler, midget wrestling, whatever you want to call it, live. So I'm certainly excited to see that.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. And also, breaking news right here on the podcast, too, you know, we do have another show in between that. So February 22nd, we're going back to Zanesville at the Community League Center, the old building where we've always been at. I'm very excited to go back there because, you know, I mean, truth be told, we haven't been there in a very long time. From what I understand, another wrestling company has come in and used that building a couple of times, and quite frankly, they haven't been successful.
Okay. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, apparently they have not been very successful. They have not drawn a very large crowd, so I'm hoping that February 22nd, on that Saturday, when we roll into Zanesville, we have a great crowd show up, like we always usually do in Zanesville. It's a great building. It's an awesome place to be. It's right off of 70. It's very convenient for folks. And we'll entertain everybody that shows up in Zanesville.
And how long has it been since we've been out to Zanesville? At least a year, if not...
Oh, no. Yeah, at least a year and a half, man. So, I mean...
it's your opportunity to come out and see the stars of OCW. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic show. We don't have any matches signed yet, I believe. As we said, the official's still reviewing the tapes from this past Saturday to kind of see where the cards will fall. But I can assure you that it's going to be just as great as it always is.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, if you don't mind, you want to talk about a couple of miscellaneous things? Because here's one thing I want to talk about. You know, the big announcement in the wrestling world this past week was the actual announcement that we've waited a couple years for, that there's going to be a WWE Network. And what are your thoughts about the WWE Network? Because it's a pay service. It is 100% streaming, a la Netflix. They claim that they're going to have a lot of past events on there. A lot of the video library will be on there. Plus, for the $9.99 a month, you get all the pay-per-views, including Mania. So what do you think about it?
You know, everybody speculated since, 2012? I think that's when they said they were going to launch it back in the day. Just 2012.
Sure, yeah.
So everybody kind of speculated what it was going to be. Was it going to be something on cable? Was it going to be an on-demand service, which they already had? And I think, personally, at this point, without seeing it, without signing up for it, they've hit it out of the park. I mean, you can't get much better than the offering that they're proposing. That being said, they're starting at 100%, but they really have a long way to go down if something goes wrong. Because almost everybody, I think, is expecting something to go wrong.
Really?
I have that opinion where everybody's saying, you know, oh, it's going to be great as long as they don't mess it up. You know, it's almost like they're waiting for... Whether it's, you know, bad bandwidth on their live feed for Mania.
Okay.
Whether it's... just
the service doesn't work properly for whatever reason.
Or they get an influx of subscribers that they can't handle.
Yeah.
Or even they don't get enough subscribers and, it, you know, the ship goes south. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I know we talked about it at the OCW After Party, by the way, that, you know, even if they raise the price next year. So let's say a year from now they go, hey. It's going to be $19.99 a month, you know. You still get all the pay-per-views in that. You still sometimes got to wager and figure it out from an economic standpoint whether that's the way to go or not.
Right. And, of course, the catch of the $9.99 a month is that it's a six-month
commitment.
So, yeah. Essentially, you're throwing down $60 at a time. Granted, it's six months, but when they withdraw from your account or you pay with your credit card, it will be a $60 charge. So, I think it's a little bit harder to pull the trigger on something that's $60 than it is $9.99 a month, as silly as it sounds.
You mean from the perspective of, like, psychologically? Yeah, psychologically. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
And I think that, I don't know, it almost seems to me that whether it's Vince or whether it's Triple H, I think their egos might have the best of them right here. I really think that launching it for WrestleMania 30 is a mistake.
Really?
Just because it is their highest grossing pay-per-view, you're going to have an influx of people buying this network and trying to pull it all at once. If something goes wrong with that feed, it is going to scar that network for the rest of its existence.
I got to be honest, I never really thought of it that way, but you make a valid point on that because you're right. You're absolutely right because it's launching February 24th, right?
Right, it's the day after the Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
So why not roll it back 2 weeks and let the Elimination Chamber be your jumping off point.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
way, if it goes bad, you can, you know, people can
bitch and moan about, yeah.
Right. If you have to make some refunds for the first month, okay.
Right, yeah,
you're still trying to get the bells and whistles worked out. But, man, WrestleMania is, quite honestly, I think is their only really, really good show. Just because they put so much promotion and hype behind it. If that goes bad, I just don't see them recovering from that.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I mean, that is a good point. And like I said, one that I never really thought about, that maybe launching before Mania was not the way to go. I don't know.
Well, I mean, here's another good point. I mean, if you go to their on-demand service, which is Classics On Demand, one of the biggest issues people had was that everything they pulled was toned down to the PG rating.
Right.
And once people realized that, they lost a lot of subscribers.
Well, they claim it's going to be uncensored, unedited.
Right.
I'm
taking an example here by saying,
piece. Small things piss people off.
Exactly.
Bluntly.
Like, I'm not paying for this. I mean, this is stuff I can watch anytime. It's PG.
Yeah.
So, I wish them the best. Like I said, I think it's a home run. If it works the way they state it's going to work, you know, the cliche, it'll revolutionize the way people watch wrestling.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Any other headlines? I think we should probably mention that some sad news that Mae Young did pass away, yesterday? Or was it?
I believe so.
Yesterday, which would have been Tuesday. All right, since we are recording the second half of this episode on Wednesday night. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, I'm not old enough to remember her wrestling.
No one is.
What was she, 90?
90 or 90, 94 or something like that. Yeah, 90-ish.
And, you know, and I think she's been a really good sport. I don't know if, you know, what her real personality is like.
Right.
I would assume she's pretty, you know.
Easygoing, you know. There was conflicting reports whether she was 90 or 94. That's why I was saying that. Because I had read somewhere where she's not 100% sure when she was born. I guess, you know, back in those days, maybe the records weren't very accurate, if you will.
Yes, they weren't. They didn't have those printing presses as they do today.
They didn't have a dot matrix printer.
No, they certainly did not.
Anyways.
They were lucky they had anything that had a motor in it. but yeah, she's a great sport, and I think, you know, they're obviously... She's going to be missed by the company, and certainly by the fans. I mean, it was always interesting to see what she was going to do.
Yeah, what hijinks. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, with that, man, I mean, I don't think there's too much else to discuss. You know, anything that you can think of? Anything you want to bring up?
Yeah, sure, we can talk. We were speaking before this podcast about Raw this past weekend.
Okay, sure.
And
yeah.
I just wanted to touch on the Daniel Bryan situation. I don't know what your overall thoughts of it are. Just I guess the use of his character in general.
Well, I think it was a terrible misjustice to turn him back to a face and have him attack Bray Wyatt in the steel cage. That's what happened in the main event. Mm-hmm. I think that was awful. I mean, if you're gonna, I'm not a big fan of flip flopping. Like that was my big gripe. In like WCW, where Bret Hart was a heel, then a face, then a heel, then a face. They flip flopped him quite a bit. TNA is notorious for doing that. I mean, you know, how many times, you know, you can flip flop a guy before nobody gives a shit. And I fear that might have happened with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, the reaction that he got though was pretty ridiculous. I just don't understand why they're, and I don't know if it's going to culminate in some kind of explosion, you know, climax storyline, but, you know, why...
For a minute, I thought you were going to say exploding death match. I was going to say, no,
maybe.
That would be sweet, but probably not.
I just don't get what the direction is. They're almost trying to sweep the guy under the rug, and like I said, it might be an act. But then you have the authority, who's supposed to be the reason he's being held down, starting this feud with CM Punk...
Oh, yeah.
And
where
does this leave him? Is he going to feud with Bray Wyatt for the next 6 months? I mean, they've had a feud for, what, 4 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, not to mention that, you know, this is not the first time this has happened in recent months. Remember the Randy Orton Big Show storyline that kind of fizzled and didn't go anywhere? You got to wonder about the direction of where things are going in terms of some of the major storylines in WWE.
Yeah, it's a shame. They just don't have that uber face right now, which I think is Daniel Bryan. I think he surpasses not John Cena.
You really? You think he's over John Cena?
In terms of crowd reaction,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
And they just don't. And on the flip side, they don't really have the uber heel. I mean, Randy Orton is a joke to me. I think he's decent in the ring, but I think he has the personality of a sponge.
Yeah. Right.
I don't understand why for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years they've just been trying to cram him down people's throats, whether he's a face or a heel.
Right. Yeah. Right. Agreed.
I think he needs some kind of a manager, whether it's Paul Heyman or somebody. I think that would serve him very well.
I'll tell you what I did like on Raw though was I thought Damian Sandow versus John Cena was a phenomenal match. I really thought it was a really solid match. I really enjoyed it.
Right. There's another one that I don't understand. Like, take Sandow, take Ziggler, those two guys in particular, just because they've been quasi-feuding for the last couple weeks. You got two guys that are, you know, in my opinion, AA-plus workers, but don't get the time of day when they're on TV.
But that's happened so many times in the WWE. I mean, it's happened so many times to so many guys that have been incredibly talented and never get the push that they deserve.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I still feel bad for Dolph Ziggler when he won the title and they pretty much buried him and then he got the concussion.
Yeah,
and
right.
He was really never up to that level again.
Right, right.
It's almost like WWE was pissed off that he got the concussion and ruined that storyline. And so they just said, man, the hell with you.
Yeah.
And again, you don't know what these guys are like backstage.
Sure, right, yeah, right. They could be complete a-holes.
Right, we give them the benefit of the doubt, but yeah, they could be certainly political machines backstage and... I mean, we see that at the local level all the time.
Sure, sure.
We won't name any names. But it would be nice to see a new star elevated. Fandango or any one of those guys that actually can get in there and work. It would be nice to see a good, solid 20-minute match at WrestleMania as opposed to, and don't get me wrong, I love the Taker matches, but let's be honest, they're 25, 30-minute spot fests a lot of the time.
Yeah, right, yeah, you're correct.
Let's see somebody, I mean, I think with Michaels it was a little bit different.
Sure.
But I would like to see a good, you know, 30, 35-minute actual wrestling match this year. It'd be nice.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. That's coming up April 6th, sorry. Yes. I said March, it's April. It's been a hell of a week, man. I can't even remember. It took me a while to even remember that it was Wednesday night, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah,
It's been the shoot job is killing me this week. But, all right, well, with that, I would like to do a couple of Orlando's faves, if you will. The first is, and this is going to sound really cheesy, but my fave is, one of my faves, the fans that showed up last Saturday. I mean, really, honestly, we do have some really great fans. And for those guys to come out and those girls to come out and be part of this, as lame as it may sound to some people, be part of this experiment, I really appreciate that. So I think my first fave is the fans of OCW. So there you go.
And I just want to add, I mean, there was fans waiting outside of the Hopewell School in Coshocton. Show starts at 7:30. We let them in the door at about, 6 to do the podcast. But they were standing out there at about 4:30.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually felt bad, like, cutting some people off. Because, I mean, you know, we could only take 16 people. We had 16 chairs set out. And I think there was maybe one or two standing. And I was like, I'm sorry, we got to cut you off here. So let's, you know. And there were a couple fans out there at 4:30. And then the line just kept growing and growing over the hours. So... we do have some awesome fans. Speaking of OCW, I'd also like to give my second fave to the luscious pretzel nuggets of the Sports Zone. Oh, man, those are so good. Let me just tell you right now, I've tried to find in Columbus other restaurants that have just as good pretzel nuggets, man, and I can't. I can't, dude.
There's something in them. However, if I could.
Are we going to talk about the other?
Yes.
The other entree?
Yes, which was.
It was not a fave.
It was supposed to be mozzarella sticks, but it did taste like that you just got them out of, like, the Mon Wharf in Pittsburgh. They were very fishy tasting.
They were fisherella sticks, if you will. They obviously did not clean out the deep fryer before they took the fillet of fish out, if you will, and put
the...
They
certainly cleaned me out.
Oh, God.
I don't think we have to go any further with that, but not a fave.
No, not a fave. So we've had pretzel nuggets, we've had the OCW fans, and my final fave,
I found a new band that I thoroughly enjoy, Fantogram. They have a new song called Fall in Love, which they're playing a lot on CD 102.5 FM here in Columbus. I really liked it. I started checking out more of their stuff on YouTube. I'm a big fan of Fantogram. They're very, very kind of avant-garde, kind of synth pop, if you will. They sound an awful lot like Cockatoo Twins, a little bit like Interpol, you know, a little bit of that type of genre, like Pet Shop Boys, if you will. Okay. But I dig their stuff, man. I dig their stuff a lot, so I'm a real big fan. Sarah Barthel is the lead singer, and she's got a beautiful voice, and so I'm a big fan, and a fave of mine, Fantogram. So there you go.
There you go.
Three of them. I haven't had three in a while.
Wow.
Three Orlando's faves. What can I say?
It must have been a good week, John.
It's been anything but a good week, but I digress. All right, with that, you want to tell anybody where you got anything to show? You want to tell anybody where you can get a hold of you or whatnot?
Oh, sure. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at ARB2680. So feel free. That's pretty much it, and look forward to seeing everybody at the next OCW show. Come see Adam Michaels.
You know what? One thing we should mention, though, we talked February 22nd. I got to confess, because I know I'm going to get email about this, and you can email me at johnorlando@pvdcast.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at pvdmvp. But before you do that, I don't know if we can do a podcast in Zanesville. Actually thinking about it. Yeah, there's really not a lot of room down there. Because I know people are going to start tweeting. Are you going to have a live podcast? I don't know. We're going to have to think about that. I don't know where we could do it.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because, I mean, it's a nice venue, but it is one central big area. And then you have the locker room, so that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But, all right, we'll work on that. We'll get back to you. Adam, thanks for being on this whole episode
of
the PVDcast.
Thank you. And I believe, and I'm not sure, you'd have to check for me. I believe I am the first three-time guest of the PVD cast.
Wrestling-related, yes. Brian, I believe, has been on three times. Right, my buddy Brian. But that was not a non-wrestling appearance.
Right,
you're the first three-peat OCW person.
All right, I'll take that award? Cap. Yes.
All right. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sign off here. I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.